The This Week in Music History podcast with Marty Miller from Nova.ie and Radio Nova.
Greetings once again from the bunker that is the TARDIS bit of space that I'm doing this recording in, as we're all living in isolation and staying home and staying safe as the world suffers really badly, actually, really bloody badly with COVID-19. What the f- You know what I want to say. And it's a podcast and I could say it, but I won't. So then, welcome. I hope you've had an all right week, and that if you are doing the whole play it safe with just the family around, i.e. your immediate family, and you're not going out too much and you're, you know, taking it handy, I hope it's been an all right week. This is the week that was in music history, the podcast. Thank you for downloading it. Please tell everyone while they're all on downtime looking for something to listen to that this can learn you. This is educational. This is music and history put together. It's a look back at the week that was. The week of March 30th until April 3rd in music history. What a screaming, burning guitar sounds like, courtesy of Jimi Hendrix. Why Lynyrd Skynyrd really are the most unluckiest band in the world. And the 45 arrives. But we'll start in 1976 this week, when the Sex Pistols played their first show at the 100 Club in London. How did it sound? Like this. This week in 2000, March 30th in fact, Mick Jagger made a visit to his old school. Why? He was opening the new arts centre that had been named after him at Dartford Grammar. He says that he spent the worst years of his life at that school, but still ponied up.
Back at his old grammar school where they've named a new arts centre after him. Jerry Hall and three of his four children at his side. It was a far cry from the averagely intelligent but easily distracted schoolboy who was a member of the basketball team. His desire to be a rock musician was dismissed as a joke.
Little can Mick Jagger have imagined when he left this school as a fairly undistinguished pupil, he'd return nearly 40 years later to the sound of music that's made him famous the world over.
Side note, this week in music history, Eric Clapton turned 75 years of age. Back in 1949, RCA Victor gave us the 45 RPM single record. It had been in development since 1940.
You're listening to the Sleeping Beauty, Tchaikovsky's beautiful ballet music, on the new distortion-free RCA Victor 45 RPM records. Listen, compare, and you too will agree that RCA Victor's 45 RPM record is the finest and best ever made.
In 1967, Jimi Hendrix set fire to his guitar live on stage for the first time, appearing at the Astoria in London. It burned on stage and then sold in 2008, the burnt guitar, for $280,000. How does it sound dying? Like this. Speaking of dying, sadly, this week in 1984, Marvin Gaye was shot dead by his father at his parents' house in Los Angeles, shot by a gun that Marvin Jr. had given his dad as a present.
Singer Marvin Gaye was shot to death on the eve of his 45th birthday. His father, Marvin Gaye Sr., was booked on suspicion of murder and ordered to undergo psychiatric tests.
Also this week in 2017, after months of uncertainty and a little bit of controversy, Bob Dylan finally accepted his 2016 Nobel Prize in Literature.
When I received the Nobel Prize for Literature, I got to wondering exactly how my songs related to literature. I wanted to reflect on it and see where the connection was. I'm going to try to articulate that to you, and most likely it will go in a roundabout way. But I hope what I say will be worthwhile and purposeful.
This week in 1970, finally, Phil Spector completed the final edit and mixing for the Beatles' Let It Be album. In studio, Phil liked to mess around and mess around and mess around, and while Phil was doing that, the boys got bored. So they messed around and messed around and messed around.
Younger than today, And if I needed anybody's help in any, but now these days
I'm so assured,
so self-assured. Now I find I change my mind, I'll open up the door.
Speaking of studios, this week in 1990, Nirvana went into a studio in Wisconsin in the United States to start work on demo versions of some of their songs that they thought were rather good. Butch Vig was producing, and the demos sound kind of familiar. And it was this week in 1969 that The Doors' Jim Morrison turned himself in to the FBI in Los Angeles.
President of the Greater Miami Crime Commission, I'm calling upon the Dade County Grand Jury and the State Attorney's Office to immediately take criminal action against those that were responsible for the deplorable condition and situation that occurred at the Dade County Auditorium this past weekend when the group known as The Doors, the rock and roll group, attempted to precipitate a riot.
And proving once again that Lynyrd Skynyrd really are quite an unlucky band, in 2015, their original drummer Bob Burns
has died. He was killed in a car crash in Georgia. Now, according to the Georgia State Patrol, the crash happened just before midnight on Tower Ridge Road in Bartow County near Cartersville. Burns was alone at the time of the crash. Officials say his car left the road on a tight curve and hit a tree. Troopers say he was not wearing a seatbelt at the time, and he died at the scene. Burns helped establish Lynyrd Skynyrd back in 64. He was part of some of their biggest hits, including Free Bird. He was 64 years old.
Wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Dies in a car crash after hitting a tree. Really grim. And that is a look back at the week that was in music history, March 30th until April 3rd. Thank you for checking out the podcast. We do the little bit on the radio every day, the day in music history, but you can get your podcast every single week. Thank you for subscribing.